Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers, to this week's episode. We are talking about Rebuild Your Life Month. As Rebuild Your Life Month comes to a close, let's take a moment to reflect on the progress we've made and the positive changes we've embraced. This is a reminder that it's never too late to redefine our lives and pursue a path that brings true satisfaction. The momentum gained will continue to propel us forward on our journey to a brighter and more fulfilling future. So let's get in.
I love it. We're jumping in. This month is halfway through the year. It's such a perfect time to stop and reflect. And here we are doing that all together.
Yeah.
I love it.
June's position as a halfway point makes it an ideal time for that reflection and redirection, which mirrors the concept of rebirth and renewal in the natural world.
Yes. I love there's that. It feels like summertime is that swollen pause where it's all like, ooh, there's growing, there's changing, there's doing. And then there's like almost this slow motion shift, or that's how I picture it.
There's an energy that awakens in the summertime. We've come out, seasonally speaking, of the calmer, slower months, and we're rebuilding. Self-reflection plays a crucial role in rebuilding. It allows us to, as Karen said, pause. We can examine our thoughts, feelings, and experiences, and it also provides an opportunity to assess our current situation, identify any areas for improvement, and set some new goals.
There is the perfect metaphor with builders, architects, and plans, looking at it and thinking at some point during the build, like, maybe I didn't want that circular staircase there, and then deciding to pivot. What I love about our experience and beautiful brains is that they are malleable, they are reprogrammable, and we, upon self-reflection, can choose what comes next. We can choose the path. We can choose how and where we want to spend our energy. We can look back to notice what has been going on. And if there's been some shifts, we can reprogram with intention and pivot.
We're going back to the drawing board.
The drawing board.
We're going back to the drawing board.
Yes, ma'am.
When we are engaging in this self-reflection as we are rebuilding our life or pivoting, we are able to do an assessment of our values, our strengths, if anything needs to shift, be it positively or out of the picture altogether, then that's what we can do as we think about rebuilding our life. You're not starting from scratch. When you're rebuilding, there's a base.
That word assessment gets me super excited. Like, do you mean to say, Tara, that we could sit down with the pen and paper and be like, how well did you X? What do you see in the next 5 years? All of the things you learn about assessing organizational goals and business speak. I'm like, ooh, you can do that for your personal life?
They don't have to be so boxed and separate. When we think about the methods for self-reflection, we can journal. We can meditate and seek feedback from others.
Oh, seek feedback from others. Mm-hmm. Not just anyone, I imagine.
You could, but I don't think it would do too well for the process that if you're trying to rebuild, you need trusted individuals who can facilitate your self-reflection, provide emotional validation, and offer practical guidance. So not just anybody.
Yeah, somebody who's holding space, knows you and will be honest. And also a little reminder to be honest with ourselves, that self-awareness piece. We're not perfect, newsflash. We all know this. However, sometimes when we're reflecting, we're like, oh, well, yeah, but I didn't, and because that happened when, and this person, and yada, yada, yada. So being very clear about the fact that we are each driving our lives and responsible for the course that we chart and the path that we choose, and we're responsible for our happiness and fulfillment. So just be careful of that little piece of it.
I think when we are speaking to trusted individuals, that they can identify areas or growth that we won't necessarily see because we're too close to it.
Too close to the mirror. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And super important to be in a good and open state of mind when you're having these conversations with people, so that you're not knee-jerk defensiveness. You're not trying to explain or excuse. You're listening. We're listening with an open heart and an open mind. If you trust that person to have the conversation, then you can trust that they're probably seeing some blind spots, little dust bunnies in the corner that you can't see. And it's really a beautiful gift and really helpful.
Self-reflection allows us to look at history objectively. So we're not in the heat of the moment or, as you said, reacting. As we do that, we can move on to our total well-being. I've done my assessment. All right, these are the areas for the time frame you decide to focus on. Mm. You can't make a plan without knowing where you've been.
I love the idea of a quarterly review. I have a friend, oh my gosh, he's so good. Stephen, if you're out there listening, I'm talking about you. He's so good at sitting down and assessing different aspects of his life, what he's done well on, what he needs to improve on, what he might like to pivot or shift or change. And then he just moves forward and he's just like goal, just setting it, doing it, knocking it, you know, just really killing it. And I've always been impressed by that. Whereas my historical MO is more of a like, I'm out here floating and let's react to what's happening right now. And I think it's really nice to have the bones of a plan, that foundation set and that structure, so that you can hold yourself accountable, not to a fault, but just hold yourself accountable to some kind of recurring review that helps you stay on a path that you want to be on.
Okay, so when we are completing our quarterly business review, we've talked to a couple of friends. What do we do next? What comes from your self-reflection? What comes next is looking at your total being. So a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit, getting those things in alignment and approaching your plan of rebuilding or restructuring, making sure that each of those aspects are involved.
I'm picturing a Venn diagram where they're all on the paper and then there's you in the middle, and you just want to make sure that whatever your plan is, whatever your goals, you're factoring in each of those parts. What are those parts? We're talking about physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Am I hitting them all?
Those are all the ones I wrote down. So yes, you hit every one of them.
Okay.
There we go again. We don't talk about these things. I write a bunch of things and then Karen just flows into. It's like, oh, well that and
it's
that.
Osmosis in the space. We're just like pulling things out of the air.
So what about our physical well-being as we are rebuilding and doing our self-assessment? You guys, we have to take care of ourselves. I know YOLO is really fun, but if you only live once, you should make the most of the time that you have while you're here. So physically speaking, we want to exercise, y'all.
It's taking care of the engine. Take care of the vessel, this physical thing has to be okay.
Oh, regular exercise. That might be one of those that I'm struggling with because I'm like,
I'm struggling
with
that right now.
This is fine. Balanced nutrition, sufficient rest.
Big one.
What is the term? Revenge bedtime. So much of my day is on all the other things. So even if I'm tired, I'll stay up and like
be like, oh, I'm taking my time.
I'm like, now it's not even the same day anymore. Like, what are we doing? You know you wanted to go to bed. But on those days when I do that, I drag the next day.
Oh,
well, that's what you get. That's exactly what you get. Maybe next time you'll go to bed when you actually are sleeping.
Maybe.
But it's not just about what we do, what we consume, how much rest we get. It's also about healthcare. So getting those checkups.
I love it. And going to the dentist.
Why? Hi, I just want to embrace my hag life. If they all fall out, it's okay. They're just mouth rocks anyway.
And I'm like struggling with staying with a consistent provider because keep going around. I'm like, nope, you're not the one. Nope, you're not the one. But getting cleanings every 6 months. It's so interesting how our gut and our dental health plays an important role in our overall physical well-being. And we might want to put the blinders on, but those are important pieces.
Right. Just remembering our physical well-being, prioritizing whatever those methods are for you. For me, this month or next season would be prioritizing rest and exercise. In my mind, this is Explorers. I'm asking you to hold me accountable. So check in about 30 days and hey, did you start your exercise plan?
Yeah.
I'm telling all of y'all.
You know what? I'm going to jump on that boat because I've just been going, when are you going to consistently do this? Karen. And I'm like, well, I'm still waiting for my wrist to heal. And I don't know if I should pick up the heavy weights. And it's so weird because I actually love to exercise. I don't know why. And I love a variety of exercise, but I'm just not doing anything consistently.
It's the
and
time.
I can feel it.
It's the time.
I can feel it.
I'm like, well, I could exercise or.
Or it's the or.
I could watch Netflix.
Or. And you know what? We really only need 15 to 30 minutes. You can nail it in 15 minutes doing some interval training. It's not like it takes a lot of time, but you have to put it in the plan and do it. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to myself, y'all.
Karen,
put it in the plan and do it.
We are going to make a plan that's part of rebuilding our life and the foundation. We've done an assessment. We haven't been the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to do better.
To do better and not shame or guilt ourselves because of it. It's just like, oh, I noticed that you haven't done yoga in an entire month. And I'm like, what? Who's talking? And I'm like, oh, dang. No. Yeah. You know what? I have not done regular yoga in a month.
I want to exercise so I can continue to eat, drink, and be merry the way that I want to.
Yeah. Balancing out the scales.
That's the real reason.
You know what? Rest is underrated. That's a super important part of it. Sleep hygiene, no joke.
When your body repairs and rejuvenates, that's how important a consistent sleep schedule is.
But Tara, that sounds so boring.
It's also adult and adult worsthood ever. Like, ugh, all these rules and things.
But really, it's like no joke.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what about our mental and emotional well-being? What about that?
Yeah, what about that?
When we say mental and emotional well-being, we are talking about managing your stress, fostering emotional resilience. Y'all know how we feel about resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And cultivating healthy relationships. What better time than summer to cultivate healthy relationships?
Be out in the world, do things with people you value, that you love, get to know somebody, take a walk, do a walk and talk. That's my favorite.
Ooh.
Love that. Hey, let's meet for a walk.
And that's checking off the physical, mental, and emotional. Like, that's like three right there.
Trifecta.
One thing.
You go for a walk and talk.
How about managing our stress, that impact of rebuilding our life?
You mean in what ways? Mm-hmm. We could talk about this all day long, and we have.
It means go back to our world meditation day exploration episode.
The meditation episode. And we're not talking about conventional homing your way to levitation. We're talking about taking some time once or twice a day to connect with yourself and get into stillness and not have to respond to anyone else and feel that deep connection with your inner knowing and being. That's why I love meditation so much. But it's funny enough, yoga is a way for me to do that. And so then I'm like, okay, note to self. This is yoga, Karen. This is just affirmation.
When you said meditation, I think about how in our culture, we are so programmed, because it's not how we're wired. Like, everything has a cycle of growth and rest. We are programmed to go, 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 go. A lot of the hang up with being still and quiet is, what do I do? You do nothing.
You literally do nothing. Sorry. Does not. Some people right now are like, robot, does not compute, compute. And then they start exploding and steam starts coming out of their armpits.
So I know I struggled with the whole phrase of doing nothing. So reframing that is, I took rest.
I took some rest.
I needed it, so I took some rest.
Or I gave myself some rest, maybe even more nurturing. Right. You can take it if you have to too. Also, sometimes you do got to take it. And sometimes you can just give yourself that. I think maybe give is hard for a lot of people to give to oneself because you feel like maybe you should be giving to others. And if you're a giver, it just doesn't feel selfless enough, selfless martyrdom, you know. But I taking and or giving yourself rest, that's beautiful.
As you say give, I thought of Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree. Can't actually give if there's nothing else left to give. Part of that taking care of your mental and emotional is refilling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Operating on fumes, like your gas tank will not go if there's nothing in there for your car. Your battery, if you have one of those cars.
You're just sitting on the side of the road.
That's really doing nothing.
Open for help. If you're a book person, you want to head to the library or the bookstore, spend some time walking around and looking at, I'm totally into that. So that for me feels like a very beautiful act of self-care. It's taking time, just doing something a little different and a little slower than what you normally do for hustle.
Less hustle, more self-care. Self-care is not selfish. We are setting boundaries. We are practicing self-compassion. So we don't always get it right. That's okay. Having that compassion for yourself and engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment.
Joy and fulfillment.
Joy.
Cannot stress the importance enough of that. A joyful heart. Not only does it help you feel full of vitality, you feel younger, you feel inspired, engaged, and excited. But it's so important to have things that bring you joy and things that bring you fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great points.
Our physical well-being, our mental and emotional well-being. What about our spiritual well-being? As I think about these components of holistic wellness, I'm reminded, Karen, of your favorite neglected activity, yoga.
Mm-hmm. I got the memo on now.
But embracing and rebuilding or refocusing on your spiritual well-being will give you that sense of purpose and meaning and, my favorite part, a connection to something greater than yourself.
Mm. Yes. Yes. When you feel isolated and disconnected from yourself or from the universe, that's really daunting and can be quite lonely, depressing, and anxiety provoking. I do love that too. When you go into that space where you're still and you're listening to your breath, you're connecting, and then all of a sudden it's like you're plugged into yourself, the surge protector, like the surge
the strip, yes.
The strip, right? And you light it all up, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa. I digress, but yeah, I love that.
So I don't remember which episode it is and we were talking about how we embrace, right?
So many.
At this point, how we nurture our spiritual well-being through yoga, meditation, prayer, and mindfulness. And then our other, it's like a Tara Karenism, gratitude. Gratitude, love.
It's
mindfulness. There are core things we value that you explorers hear a lot. We preach it, we practice it as much as we can.
And it's so life-changing. It's so mindset shifting to just focus on what you do have and what you are grateful for, even if it's one thing on any given day, and moving, living, and being from that place as opposed to a place of deficit, right? A place of lack or of victimization. Just what do you have? What are you grateful for? That one little thing, that one little whisper. What are you grateful for? Then moving about in the world, contributing or volunteering or doing something that connects you to a greater good in a community so that you can feel even more gratitude, which brings about more peace, joy, and love. I think gratitude is that cornerstone.
You said in an episode, it's the gateway to joy.
Oh, did I say that?
That opens the door. That's the invitation.
Yeah, that's the switch. Mm-hmm. Bloop. You go in the room, it's dark. This little gratitude, flip the switch. You're like, oh, look at all this.
Well, look at all of this.
What do you know? Yeah. I love it. Gateway, switch. Yeah.
Gratitude is the gateway. As Karen said, we can be in service to our community locally or globally, contribution to society as a whole, feeling you're making an impact, you're making a difference. It fosters empathy and a greater understanding of others.
And boy, that's a gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Right. It don't stop. It is endless. The more you do it, the more it comes back to you, the more you want to do it.
Exactly. I'm like, you don't even know sometimes the impact that you're having. Even just a smile, that's a ripple effect that is just out there in the world, and it doesn't take much energy.
In a recent conversation with one of my good friends, I said, we underestimate the influence that we have.
100% in all the ways. If we're feeling negative and lack, scarcity, sourpuss, all the things, we can bring people down with that. You can just be like, we need to gauge our energy. We need to gauge what we're outputting. Be mindful of it. It does have an impact, even if that's not our intention or we don't notice it in the moment.
Because your energy is that magnet. Mm-hmm. You don't know you're bringing everyone else down, but that's what you're pulling out of them. Not only are you pushing that out, but that's what you're pulling out of them.
Yes, exactly. That's what you're attracting, and that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, see, I knew I was having a bad day.
Little exactly. Eeyore mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
Less Eeyore, more poo. That sounds like...
P-O-O-H, the bear. I just want to be clear.
Might cut that out. That might go. It's in my head. It sounded great. This is now turning into B-roll
because you are more out. All right, they've gone rogue.
Okay, well, once we go rogue, you know what we should probably do?
What's that?
Probably should get some music going, dance it out.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you can access our playlist. Join us, dance to this song we love from Pink. Perfect.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Thank you, Pink. I felt really good. I felt very validating. I was telling Tara at one point, I was head to toe covered in goosebumps. Just listening to you mean something, you're worth something. And if you forget that, I'm going to remind you.
You are worth something.
That's part of what we're doing here, reminding all explorers that flow and journey with us that we're all doing the best we can.
We're doing the best we can, and your best is enough.
And we love you for it. And we love you no matter what.
Explorers, it is time for our QOTD.
The question of the day.
We got some options, and...
Oh, boy. I didn't read them yet.
I think in the theme of what we've discussed, I'm going to go behind door number 3.
Okay.
How do you hold yourself accountable for consistently making positive changes in your life and the lives of others?
A thought I had about all of this analysis, review, journaling, and reflection. So yeah, it's super important. You know, doing it consistently is really helpful on your path and your journey. And then also, screw all that. There's a part of me, sometimes I want to just be. I just want to be in a pile of mush on the floor. I don't have to think about any of this. And that's okay too in those moments. How do I hold myself accountable?
How do you hold yourself accountable? Growth and a transformation can't happen without those mush moments. Sometimes has to fall all the way apart. Harken back to Kintsugi. It has to completely be unraveled, undone for the becoming. Holding yourself accountable. If you are just being the love, light, and joy that you offer, those days and those moments and those situations happen, but that doesn't mean you're not making positive change. That doesn't mean you're not a vessel of positive change in the lives of other people. As I said earlier, like, we underestimate our influence. So sometimes your mushy day is going to be the foundation for coaching someone through their mushy day.
Some of the best thing you can do is just give in to the mush. Give in to the ability to hang out, coast, and be in that reflective state for a little longer without writing anything, sitting in and being like, huh. Yeah, and that could help someone else be in that very relaxed, like, you don't always have to do state. As a matter of fact, you
resting is
and
doing.
Couldn't, yeah, and mustn't, and
mustn't.
Please
you
don't.
Shan't.
You shan't.
But another way to be consistent in making positive change, you have some goal. You don't have to have all the goals. You don't have to have the whole thing mapped out, but there should be some vision, which is probably tied to your values. Like, this is the base. This is the foundation. Check it against those things.
Right. I love that. And if you have not written a personal mission and vision statement, that is a really powerful tool. What are the core things you believe in that are important to you, that bring you joy, help you make a difference in the world? What are those things? And then use those as metrics. This is what's happening. And does that align with my mission and vision statement?
Right.
And that's really helpful. It sounds like so businessy and so, but I think it's important.
The business of life.
The business of life. You want to be happy. You want to be successful, fulfilled, and joyful. We all do. And so how are you going to know that? How are you going to measure that?
Some baseline. So fully bring the business world back into it. What are your key performance indicators?
Have you laughed lately? Have you danced lately? Have you felt connected to others? Are you contributing in some way? Let's think about that. Because if you're flowing too long in the mush, you could get sucked into that.
Yeah, quicksand.
You want to stay in the mush.
You don't want to fight it because it'll just pull you down.
Right.
So embrace it and just gently ease your way out of it. Another way that we can hold ourselves accountable is tell a friend, phone a friend, so they can provide accountability and support.
Right. Especially in the exercise world, that happens all the time where you said, let's have an accountability buddy. Are we going to go running? Meet me at this time. And you don't want to keep blowing the person off. And like, that feels like doo-doo. So you show up, even if you don't want to. That accountability piece, that's a great example of that could be accountability in all the aspects and all the different goals. Mm-hmm. And like you said, even if you just have one, sometimes we get real overzealous and then nothing happens and we just do boop, 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 shut down. Start small. Get one thing for the next 3 months. What would you like to move the needle forward on? What is that thing for you? Commit to it and ask someone to help hold you accountable. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, and those little moments of clarity, commitment, and vision that you will incrementally affect positive change in your life. Paying attention to those things and sustaining that over a period of time, 2 months, 3 years, 5 years, you're going to be in a very different place.
Yes.
When you look in the rearview mirror, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I was way over there and look where I am.
Sometimes when we're going through it, taking those daily, maybe minute by minute steps, we don't know the progress that we're making until you do your next assessment and you're like, wow, I'm not who I used to be.
Thank goodness, because we're meant to grow and evolve. I also think that once you pay attention to that and you're doing even that one thing, you will absolutely positively impact others' lives, because you can't move forward and be living true to your vision and your values and not affect someone else positively.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
We've reflected. We've
written some goals down,
some things. As we wrap up Rebuild Your Life Month, things to consider. Rebuild Your Life Month doesn't mean you only do this in June. You can do this whenever you want to. So if you're listening to this episode and it's November, you start now.
Then November's Rebuild Your Life Month. Whatever, whenever it is.
I have a quote.
You have a quote.
I have a quote. It's not on the sheet because I found another quote felt better.
Okay.
This quote is from Brianna Weiss. The mountain is you, transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Buckle up, Karen, because you're going to go for a ride and it's going to be a good one.
Okay, here we go.
Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you your relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. The people who are meant for you are going to meet you on the other side. You're going to build a new comfort zone around the things that actually move you forward. Instead of being liked, you're going to be loved. Instead of being understood, you're going to be seen. All you're going to lose is what was built for a person you no longer are.
That is powerful. Bam, drop the mic.
Drop. So as we bid farewell to this episode and Rebuild Your Life Month, let's carry the spirit of self-reflection and positive change with us as we move forward. Explorers, there is always time to start.
Oh, I love that. explorers. We love you. Thanks for being here with us. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.